W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. President Biden will be on the picket line today, marching alongside members of the UAW who are on strike against Detroit's big three automakers. Biden will be at a Ford assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan. Former President Donald Trump will be at the same plant tomorrow. Members of the Writers Guild voting this week on whether to ratify the agreement that their negotiating committee reached with Hollywood studios. The actor walkout continues. Families from the fire-ravaged city of Lahaina on Maui were this week allowed back to see what's left of their homes. ABC's Mulalenghi is there.
It's the first of several neighborhoods that will open up over the next few weeks to residents, allowing them to go in and, in most cases, see and put eyes on what's left of their homes and their properties for the first time, be able to see it firsthand. In most cases, there really isn't anything left.
Washington, D.C. and the whole country bracing for a government shutdown without a short-term spending plan in place this week. This is ABC News. The police department in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, now facing new allegations of abuse. They center on the department's street crimes unit and alleged beatings carried out by cops in an unmarked warehouse.
It was nicknamed the Brave Cave, and in a federal lawsuit, lawyers for 22-year-old Jeremy Lee say that police officers turned off their body cameras and then beat him so badly that the local jail refused to admit him until he was treated by a nearby hospital.
You didn't tell me my rights or nothing.
I don't have to. I didn't ask you nothing. Stop incriminating.
Lee and others who've complained weren't even charged with any crime that led them to being held.
The street crimes unit has been shut down, and one officer, the son of a deputy chief, has resigned. The FBI is now investigating. A new way to diagnose long-haul COVID may be on the way. Researchers have been studying the blood of people suffering effects like shortness of breath long after first getting COVID. They say they've found some differences, and that could lead to a new blood test. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield Maintenance Plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield Maintenance Plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back. Congratulations to Tori from Kewaunee, who is the winner on our TV trivia because of me. And Matt from Green Bay, who was a winner
on
TV trivia because of you.
Right, okay.
Yes.
You sounded like you were like taking
And those are two
that.
Good friends of mine from the old days, Tori and Ma, basically. That's his name.
Ma.
See, on my old show, we used to have to give everybody a nickname because they were always at work and they were calling us.
Oh.
So they all had nicknames. Yes.
They didn't have... So the company wouldn't know they were calling the radio station?
Yeah.
Well, now they have... Well, we can just look
at... Well, whatever. I'm just saying. That's how it worked.
That's yes. Great.
So it's good to hear from Tori and Ma.
I had two right, and you had one right.
But mine was double.
Yeah, you doubled it.
It's like, what's it on Jeopardy, at the end of Jeopardy?
Final Jeopardy.
Final Jeopardy. It's like that. So, I mean, that's common.
No, but
totally
they, but when,
hey, Craig,
but when you watch good the show, just Craig, wait. Okay, we're going to get to Craig. But when you watch the show, they talk about that in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
We have Jeopardy.
Todd,
we have Double
it.
Jeopardy. And then we have Final Jeopardy, which
Did
is double.
Todd? Did you hear Todd
but
before?
You said, no, but you just changed it. You're like, I'm down two. So... I'll bet you if I would have had 3-1, that Final Jeopardy would have counted for 3 times.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Craig, we have a special guest here, which is
Green
a lot.
Bay Community Police Officer for downtown Green Bay.
An honest person that doesn't change the rules in the middle of the game. Craig, welcome to our show.
Craig, quick question for you before we get started here. When you go out for dinner, do you generally get dessert afterwards, yes or no?
It depends. If I'm with somebody else, I like to share, but typically not by myself.
Mark that down, Todd.
Don't that.
Got it.
Thanks.
See, if
ahead,
somebody
Jim.
Just gives an
go
element
ahead, no,
of not every
go
time,
ahead.
John's like, it's a no. It's like, not a no. It's kind of a yes.
Go ahead.
No, you're an officer.
Yeah.
You're an honest person.
If it's donuts, absolutely.
Okay, there you go. There you go. So donuts.
Do you go boating or something? Because you got the greatest tan working in Green Bay right now.
I ride my bike a lot. I'm on the Marine unit. So, yes, I get a lot of sun.
You got that on the water tan.
Craig, you've been with the Green Bay Police Department 24 years. One of my favorites. You have a tough job out there. Green Bay was named the number one place to live in the United States by U.S. News and World Report. We're all very proud of that. I want to hear it from your perspective. You see probably a different side of Green Bay than a lot of us do, right? I mean, you're the downtown beat. You've been,
correct.
And what do you think? How do you think we're doing? Do you think that's we're deserving of this?
I think overall, Green Bay is a great city. Unfortunately, you know, being a police officer, we deal with kind of the bad stuff. So when something's going wrong, we come in and, you know, I kind of that becomes my world, unfortunately, that this is what I have to focus on. And sometimes I don't get to see the entire beauty of this city.
Yeah. What is the bad stuff? I mean, is it carjackings, is it gangs? Is it what is the bad stuff that you see that maybe those of us.
Do we have carjackings here?
We have a lot of auto thefts.
Really?
Lot of auto thefts.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a problem. Carjackings.
I bet mine will never be stolen.
No.
not with the front end
but
bashed in.
There are some standards to thieves. This is my story. So I live next to the previous park. Mayor. No, it was at the park, but and his. This was back in 2000. Maybe it was later than that. 2003. But anyway, somebody broke into his car and took his CDs. And they left the Bee Gees.
That's beautiful.
I know. It's like, we got our standards. And I had a key. I had a key to the city stolen my car. And they took the key and left the case, which made me mad. So I told Chief Arts, if you ever see the case on eBay, you give me that guy's number. Because right. I want it back. Anyway,
we'll let you handle justice. Yeah.
But the bad stuff, some of the challenges, you know, you see things that we don't. What do you think the challenges are here?
It kind of boils down to mental health. We have a huge downtown population of homeless, kind of the epicenter where throughout the county people come and get dumped off here. So we have to deal with that. Alcohol and drugs are also a huge problem. Even so in the parks that we have a ton of overdoses and you know, it's very rare for a day to go by that we don't have somebody overdosing on something, some type of opiate.
Wow.
You know, the scariest thing in the world right now is fentanyl. And I just saw that story where it was in a daycare center in like New York City and a little really young person died from it and everything. How horrific is fentanyl?
It's terrible. You know, there's a tiny amount that can kill somebody. And you never know. Today's drugs are cut so many ways, you know. Unfortunately, one of the biggest problems is smoking Percocets. Kids like to do that. And I don't have the expertise on that. However, I've been told that up to 97% of Percocets are counterfeit and they contain fentanyl. So, you know.
Johnny talked about a story that we've all heard about, and that's a daycare in New York. But that can happen right here.
Absolutely.
And I think sometimes people think, oh, we got the Packers, you know, it's industrial, it's a lot of churches. And I don't want to scare people, but it's maybe not all that great. Yeah, you know, we just need work. I don't want to say it's not all that great because it is a great city. It's the best city. But we got some work to do here.
Yeah, there's definitely a dark side to the city. And I, you know, highly recommend people that want to know to come and do a ride along and you're going to see things that you don't believe.
I would love to do that.
He'd be good at it.
I would love to do that.
We'll get you set up.
I mean, really, take him on a ride along.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what job I was looking at yesterday? Crime scene investigator assistant. Oh, do you guys need anybody like that? This was in Manitowoc. I would love to do that.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
If you got a job like that, would you let me know?
I will let you know. Absolutely.
We're going to bring the chief on, so that's probably his decision. But if you get an endorsement from Craig, you'll probably get the job. So we'll work on it. Let's talk about the homeless a little bit. I mean, some people struggle with homelessness because you look at the unemployment rate and everywhere you go, jobs, waiters, waitresses. No, you know, which I don't know. I'm not saying anyone could do that, but they seem like jobs that one with a little, you know, training could do. And there's some manual things. GP has a big sign up, you know, more warehouse stuff. But still, I mean, it's maybe driving a forklift or stacking things. Why? I mean, from your perspective, I think I know why, but tell me from your perspective, why do we have people sleeping in parks and sleeping on the sidewalks in Green Bay?
Well, I mentioned it a little earlier. We get people coming in from all over the state, different states that are brought in. People know of the shelter here. And, you know, there's shelters that have very strict rules and there's shelters that have limited rules. There's a population that does not want to follow any of those rules. They're eligible for housing in multiple places, but they don't want to do that. They want to come and go as they want. They want to be able to be drunk or do whatever they want. They don't want any services. Leave me alone. And it's very easy. There's organizations that drop off food and tents and clothes and sleeping bags. So it's not hard to be able to survive out there.
So let me boil that down for you. There are shelters that enable, and there are shelters that encourage. Now, I work one that encourages, right? Caseworker, rules, breathalyzers. But we just had a guest on here. Johnny was talking about at break, who he's successful. I mean, you know, you define success, but he is successful. Mended relationship with his family, with his daughters. He's working.
Had been addicted to crack cocaine.
Right. Homeless, sleeping. He slept behind the police station because he was afraid.
Right.
And he figured no one's going to attack him behind, your building. But you know, yet people, I think, you know, you talk about that Green Bay Nice. I think people want to do good things, so they drop off food. They give them things. But to get out of homelessness, and I'm just learning about this, but you, it's a partnership. It's the shelter and it's the person, and the person's gonna look you in the eye and say, "Look, I want that to be in my rearview mirror. I do not want to live this life." And if you choose to want to live that life, and this is if you're going to live a homeless life, I think you're kind of alluding to it. This isn't the worst place to be,
right? And I, you know, I ask people that all the time. Why do you stay? If I was homeless, I don't think I'd want to live in a place that gets this cold.
You're right.
You know, but there's a ton of services out there, and you know, there are great people that want to drop off these food items. But unfortunately, you get people that, oh, I'm going to bring this pan of raw pork chops and give it to the homeless people. That makes absolutely zero sense. Very good heart, good intentions, but they're not thinking it through. And all that food piles up, and then we have problems with rodents.
Well, I'm going to take it the other way then. That's the bad side. Tell me about some of the great things that you see on a daily basis around Green Bay.
You know, we have organizations that are out there helping people. So there's a ton of people out there that want to do whatever they can to make things better. You know, we see more businesses coming, hopefully staying in the downtown area, some great food down here. And, you know, the City Deck was one of the best things that ever happened to this downtown area. People come here, you know, we have Packer games, people come travel from all over and they talk about this area and they're very happy with it.
You know, Saturday, they had a band out here. They're playing polka music. They're doing, there were so many people walking around in Saints jerseys and different. And it was like, wow, look at this. You want to talk about what a perfect place to be on a gorgeous, there's no place better in the country than right there in that City Deck on Saturday afternoon.
I love being down here when I'm not working. It's a good place to be.
When I'm not, but that, I want to say for the City Deck, I think that attracts pretty good clientele.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, I there's kids that come down here. There's, you know, people our age that come down and to have
kids,
not only
kids, right? You said people our age, kids, we're young.
You're younger than I am. Most people are. But it to have that just that ambiance, that environment with restaurants and people, but then to also be on the Fox River too. I mean, that's just, we had dinner there, Johnny and I at Hagemeister, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday last week. And it was just like almost San Diego-esque, you know, it was just very cool.
Yeah.
So okay. I think you're right about the good things. The other thing I want to say about the businesses, not only downtown, but everywhere, is I'm seeing more and more of they're giving like employees like a day paid to do volunteer work. And that's very cool.
That's great. Yeah.
And that helps the city become better. Now, we just had someone drive by.
I knew this was going to happen. I was hoping you didn't hear it.
How the hell can I not hear? I hate loud motorcycles. And I think, and I know you're busy, and that's not your top priority. But, I mean, is there anything I could mobilize a group to do to make that a higher priority, that you look at the noise ordinances?
Thank you, Todd.
Whatever. I think you're doing a great job. I love you. I think the city is great. But what about the noise? Can you just...
You know, we try to get down here as often as we can. Unfortunately, that is not a high priority.
I know.
But...
But you parking know, tickets.
Being down here, it echoes everywhere. I understand. Yeah, parking tickets as well.
Craig, thank you for what you do. And yeah. I mean that for everybody that wears the badge. Because every day you put that on and you go out there, you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, you run towards trouble when other people run away from
right.
it. So thank you. All the respect in the world for you.
Appreciate that. Thank
You're
you
awesome.
You got it, buddy. Thank you very much. Cass from Gilligan's Island joining us. This will be fun. When we come back right after this, Mino and the Mayor.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 59. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 67. High temperatures reach up to 68. Thursday, under mainly cloudy skies, 73. Friday, for Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW. Very, very happy to have a group of actors. Right. In the house. This is kind of like our actor day. We had Pete on, who's been in movies.
Right.
Now we got local actors. You went to this show, Gilligan's Island, the other night.
I did. And I've said many, many times on this show, we're kind of known for sports, right? We love our Packers. And I know you host or you announce at a lot of high school and college games. But we have a great music theater clientele. Community here at Green Bay. And so Gilligan's Island is an Evergreen production. They've been around for quite some time. I think you've probably all seen something through Evergreen. And they put on this show at the St. Norbert, and it's a theater and around. So I think it's a couple hundred seats. So every seat is great. But Don and I went on Friday, and it's just good to see feel-good theater. And so we have the cast with us today from Gilligan's Island. Gilligan is here, the skipper, professor, Marianne, and they are all great, great actors. And are any of you professional actors, or are you all just community actors?
We're all just semi-professional, I guess you could say.
In other words, you're good actors, but you're not getting paid enough. Exactly. So you're not in the guild. So how is the show going? I mean, you opened Friday. Tell me, you want to chime in on it?
Yeah, I would say we start with Marianne.
I'd say that the show is going great. We've had great audiences, great energy.
Yeah.
It's always neat to see how things change from the first night to the closing night, so you should come on closing again.
I will. How long, Gizmo, I don't have the schedule in front of me. When are you performing? The audience can.
We're starting again Thursday. We're going to run Thursday through Sunday. There's a performance Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7, and then there's a matinee on Sunday.
And isn't that nice that the Packers changed their schedule so we?
Yeah,
can
I know
all
that was nice of them.
I know they're playing.
So nice of them.
They're playing Thursday, so we're all free on Sunday. A little apple picking and Gilligan's Island. That should be on everyone's agenda this weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then we asked Gilligan a question there. Is this the dream role of a lifetime? To play Gilligan?
I don't know if it's a dream, but it's fun.
Did you watch every episode when you were growing up?
No.
But all the right. Skipper who's in the house, you did watch Gilligan's Island, right? Didn't I read that in your bio?
Yes, I did. Yeah, all the time.
All right.
What do you think of this role? Did you want to be cast in this role? Did you just try out to be?
Yeah, I did want to be cast as it. I had heard rumors ahead of, you know, months ago that they're having this, and I thought, oh, this would be awesome. So yeah, it's kind of a dream come true for me. It's been a long time since I was in a musical. So
yeah, I read your bio, and that you wrote in there that you're enjoying this.
I am, very much so. and being with these guys,
yeah, you can kind of tell that. Gizmo, you are the professor.
I am.
And you know what, when you were in here and we kind of talked to the community about, gee, this is something to do, and for $25 or $30, whatever the cost is for a ticket, which is just totally reasonable compared to 130 for a Packer game. You are kind of a lead. I know on the curtain call they give Gilligan the last, but I mean, you've got some solos. You kind of keep the show.
Like, yeah, you know,
we're all listening to you.
Yeah, thanks for that. But no, I think we all carry the weight evenly. Everyone sort of has their own little bit and you know, of solos, and some people have, you know, maybe a little more than others, but I think it all balances out, and I think everybody carries the show equally. These people are so talented, and I, you know, for me to say that I would stand out more or something, I don't know if I'd agree with that, but I think everybody carries their weight evenly. I think, you know, I don't, you know, maybe I'm just trying not to boast here, but.
Right. You should be in politics. We're just like, if it wouldn't be for me, but you guys don't do that. So tell me about the story's a little different storyline than. Right, then we've
typically,
seen.
Yeah.
And who came up with that? Did you guys? Is that an, is
the storyline? No, yeah. It was written by Sherwood Schwartz, the original writer of Gilligan's Island, and then there were some other people involved with it. But I think the idea came about because they probably couldn't do it on TV. It was just a little too much, maybe for the TV audience.
Right.
I don't know for sure.
Interesting,
but so, you know, because there are some, you know,
Gilligan, you have that kind of Gilligan goofy, and the skipper even takes his hat off and cracks you a few times. You okay with all that? Being like the, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, but the dumb guy on stage?
Wow. Knucklehead?
Not the word I was looking for.
The knucklehead. That's what,
knucklehead.
Thank you,
we'll
skipper.
Go with that.
Okay.
That's the role.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your backgrounds, if you wouldn't mind. In acting.
Okay. I haven't acted since high school, really, until about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So that was, and that was, you know, a decade, a few decades ago.
Really? And you, but you got a professional job here in Green Bay, right? I mean, you work in Green Bay. So, John, the reason John's asking is he was like the actor of the year at his high school.
I had heard that.
Right, junior college.
Junior college with like, I don't know, 30 students. But whatever, John was the actor.
Basically, what you said about junior college is it's high school with ashtrays.
Two students?
But, all right, no. Marianne, what did...
I grew up on stage.
Yeah, you can kind of tell.
Yep. My mom got me on stage when I was early grade school. I've been doing musicals my whole life.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school in Antigo.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
We love the Robins. So,
Jim's wife is from Antigo.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And were you in some of the Dudley Birder production, too? Were you always evergreen?
No. I'm new to this area.
Oh, okay.
I live down in the Valley. I'm a dental hygienist in the Valley, and I'm a...
Does she look like
mom?
Does she look like Marianne?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, yeah. She wears, she's like, very Marianne.
She's pigtails and a little checkered dress. Yeah, you're great at that. Gilligan, tell us a little bit about your career.
Well, in acting, I was recently in Man of La Mancha with the Cavalry Players.
Wow.
Don Quixote.
And then nothing before that for like 14 years when I was in The Producers.
So why did you try out for this? Is it something your family said you should do, or did you read about it? How do you get into this evergreen tryout?
Well, the woman who played my wife in the last show wanted to be lovey, so she wanted me to be thirsty.
I think you're a better Gilligan. And Gizmo, how'd you get into all this?
Well, I've been in the entertainment business my whole life. You know, I've been doing magic, and I'm a storyteller, and kind of goes way back. But as far as Evergreen, man, I've been with those guys forever. You know, I've done so many shows, it makes my head spin.
All right.
Do you entertain them, like, in the breaks with your magic tricks?
Oh,
he's good, isn't he?
Yes, he does.
Does he? Isn't he awesome?
I can't turn it off.
Right.
He's the best.
We're going to bring you guys back after the break. A little bit more what you want to do in your future, and then you're going to sing us a song?
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, stick around, everybody. We got Gilligan's Island cast, Evergreen Productions, which is performing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here in St. Norbert College. Stick around. Mine on the Mayor, WGBW. We'll be right back.
Passenger set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. President Biden will be on the picket line today, marching alongside members of the UAW who are on strike against Detroit's Big Three automakers. Biden will be at a Ford assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan. Former President Donald Trump will be at the same plant tomorrow. Members of the Writers Guild voting this week on whether to ratify the agreement that their negotiating committee reached with Hollywood studios. The actor walkout continues. Families from the fire-ravaged city of Lahaina on Maui were this week allowed back to see what's left of their homes. ABC's Mulalenghi is there.
It's the first of several neighborhoods that will open up over the next few weeks to residents, allowing them to go in and in most cases see and put eyes on what's left of their homes and their properties for the first time, be able to see it firsthand. In most cases, there really isn't anything left.
Washington, D.C. and the whole country bracing for a government shutdown without a short-term spending plan in place this week. This is ABC News.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 bucks. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back here, 733, 63 degrees downtown Green Bay. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW. We're with the cast from Gilligan's Island, performing with Evergreen Theater. And Jim, you're going to be the maestro here, right?
All right. I've seen this show. I went Friday and opening night, and it was great. And they are here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a matinee on Sunday. We want to thank the Packers for moving their schedule so that we can all go see Gilligan's Island. And it's a musical. I mean, everybody knows, let's sit right back, the song, but they sing throughout the play. And I think we've asked you, and could you sing us one of your...
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is the professor. Marianne is so beautiful, and she has the voice of an angel. I thought we'd give her a little spotlight here. She's got a beautiful song on the show, so if you come and see it, you'll hear it. So we'll give you a little taste of that today. Right. If that's
Jim, move the microphone a little bit closer for her, if you would, there.
Okay.
There you go.
Perfect. And this is Marianne. Is this when you got eyes for Gilligan? Oh, okay. I don't want to give it away. All right, go ahead.
Spoiler. Way to blow it, Jim.
Sorry.
I've been feeling something I'm not used to feeling. Could it be that something's got hold of my heart? Love and friendship, it's hard to tell them apart. where do I start? All these new emotions have caught my mind reeling, feeling hot and cold from my head to my toes.
Would you fall for
okay?
That's
fantastic.
And Gilgan's like looking around, oblivious to all this.
Yeah.
It's like, dude. I mean, this lady's kind of hitting on you a little bit here. Come on.
Nice. Then,
but it turns out
it's... We got time for a little clip of Gilligan's song. That would be really awesome, too. Do we have time or no? It's called Lucky Guy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
This
he has such a wonderful voice as well. I mean, these two are just great.
Do you got that, Todd? Oh, he's going to cue that up.
Oh, okay.
And Professor, you've got... And Skipper, you sing too. All of you sing, right?
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song that you sing in there?
Shipwreck.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That was good.
Yeah.
And Professor, you're kind of, like I said, I don't want to, you like to share the spotlight, but you. Okay, Gilligan, this is your thing.
What more could a fella want? What more could a fella need? Nothing much comes along in life. Satisfaction guaranteed. I've got a roof above my head. I've got a hammock for a bed, and though this may not be Club Med, I'm a lucky guy.
Nice! All right. So that's Gilligan, and he's got a hut above his head because they're on the stage. But what and bring your I mean, depending your age, bring your parents out to this. It's just a family show, right? It's funny. And I was talking to Warren Gerds, who was there. He's no longer writing as a critic, but I talked to him after the show, and I said, what do you think? He goes, you just feel good after seeing that show. So just thanks for bringing that to our community,
thanks,
right?
Correct.
I mean,
thank you.
No, this is great. And you know, I want to know your next production, too. I've got a feeling you guys are going to be working together.
Well, I'm thinking I should be a monthly feature on this show.
Yeah, we'll see.
So
yeah.
As long as we're doing trivia.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. And again, the Gilligan's Island at the Webb Theater at St. Norbert College. You can just go online. You can get your tickets. You can buy your tickets online or give them a call. Great customer service there. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Gilligan's Island. Thanks for coming in, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right.
Thank you, gang.
All right. Are we going to break or do you want to bring? Okay. Hey, we've got this is a regular that we have here, Professor. Sandra Rank. We talk about real estate in Green Bay, not only in Green Bay, but in the state of Wisconsin and really throughout the U.S. And you can't pick up the paper without reading something about real estate. This is going up. This is going down. This is a good market. This isn't a good market. And Sandra Rank is our guru of real estate, the go-to person. And when we talked last week, Sandra, we talked about people who may be selling their house and, I don't know, staging, if that's not the right word, but getting your house ready for sale. And you've got a lot of experience in that, different types of houses. I just want to touch on that. We'll talk about whatever you want. But,
hi, Sandra.
Good morning.
Right, Johnny, we talked a little bit about getting your house ready for sale.
Yeah, but she's got something else she wants to talk about.
Okay, all right, let's do that first.
Right? First of all, desserts.
Well, yes, girl.
Okay.
I'm a yes girl on the dessert.
All right.
Even if I just take two bites.
All right.
Okay, but let me back up the bus just a tiny bit. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let me just...
Right. She's right on most stuff.
Right.
Guys, listen.
And she weighs like 87 pounds.
I know, right?
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
And she eats dessert.
She needs to work out more. Okay, a couple of things. The City Deck.
Yes.
I just want to circle back to the City Deck. And I like to give shout-outs where they deserve because they're really important to do that. Mr. Schmidt here was the driving force on that City Deck.
A lot of people were.
Right? A lot of people were, but that started the downtown.
Yeah.
That was really important. So I want to make sure I acknowledge that. Yeah.
And Craig said that too. I think that that did help us.
It's
from
important.
Our backs to the river to the front. So
yep.
Yes,
it was
think,
a very
agree,
big
totally.
Deal.
But yeah. There's a lot more to do. But
yep.
Yes,
but you did a good job.
Thanks.
Thank you. Secondly, your police officer that was on
Craig,
amazing,
awesome guy.
Just a little aside, there was an 18-month-old that just died of a fentanyl overexposure in Green Bay.
You're kidding?
18
no,
months
just,
or 18 years?
The parents are going to. Court.
18 months?
18 months in Green Bay.
I mean, all they have to do is touch it, right? I saw
a grain of sand will kill an adult male. Can you imagine what would kill a child?
There's a billboard someplace. I can't think of where it is. And it shows a pencil and it shows the lead.
The tip
of the pencil. This can kill like 1,000 people.
So I don't want to like talk too much about fentanyl, but I will say this. I have so much respect for our police officers.
Me too.
Because when he touched on the mental health issue, I'm not really sure why we have, it's not just our area, it's every area in this country.
Right.
mental health is a problem and we need to be talking about it. But I think where we have the best opportunity with fentanyl is educating our young people that they don't even touch it. Because once you open the door to that, it's a door you can never close. Ever.
Whether you
got exposed to it intentionally or unintentionally. So I feel like we are dropping the ball. I just don't feel like we have enough education for our young people in an impactful way. Not like, don't do this. I think we need to be like really explicit about why you don't do this. So anyway, I think that's where our opportunity is. So I don't want to dwell on that, but I just want to touch back on that.
You do it well, though. I mean, you as do. Far as when you bring, you cut right through the BS when it comes to something like that. And obviously we know why, but still, this is something that, I mean, it would be easy for you to just sort of sit in the corner and say, okay, it's not my problem, blah, blah,
it's
blah.
It's all our problem.
And you are just adamant about it, which is fantastic. We need about a thousand more people like you in Green Bay.
But we don't want people to have that passion and have to go through what you went through.
No, right. You don't.
You know, you lost a son, a 25-year-old kid.
Right. What was that? Mitchell was 27 when he overdosed.
But it's just a young kid that just getting his life started.
And a young man. Incredible young man.
But
with the most beautiful little girl I've ever seen.
Right.
But doesn't she have the greatest eyes in America?
Yeah, she's
When are you going to get her into like modeling or something? I don't mean to sound weird that way, but she's just so, whenever I see pictures on Facebook, she's just so, she jumps off the page.
And her little person, I mean, but we could talk about that. Yes, the loss is forever.
My point is that you're passionate. You've always been passionate about it. And I think that raised the level. But I don't want people to have to go through with not a son, but just a nephew, a friend, a neighbor. And, you know, we're closer to that than we need to be.
Right.
Well, and the scary thing, too, is about a month or so ago, I was driving here. I told Jim, I said, you're not going to believe it. There were 9 police cars lined up on 41 South, and there was a car in the ditch. And it turns out that was that group they were following that was bringing up basically a trunk load of fentanyl to Green Bay. And I mean, it's coming in.
And they make more money up here. It's just, it's a biz, but it's like awful. It's just awful.
I just talked to someone at the DA's office. The reason fentanyl is so big, it's so incredibly profitable.
Right.
So profitable.
And even more profitable in Green Bay than it is in Milwaukee. Because
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, that's what somebody... Anyway, let's look, it's an issue that we're not going to not talk about, right?
Yep,
I mean, Johnny
to.
And I have a commitment to making Green Bay a better community, Appleton and Oshkosh. And this is something, you can make it better by having a lot of events and music and Gilligan's Island and that stuff. But at the end of the day, we also need to address our problems and talk about them and not just talk about them once.
And the thing with fentanyl, though, just one more thing about that, the thing that makes it so scary is that, okay, if you're doing, you know, a drug, whatever it is, okay, you intentionally took that drug. But with fentanyl, innocent people are dying from it just from
because they don't know they're taking it.
Exposure, but even just exposure like that little, like you said, the 18-month-old or whatever, it's like a loaded gun. All over the place.
And if you're innocently exposed to it, you can be, it's highly addictive.
Wow.
I mean, and people do fentanyl. I mean, Mitch was intentionally doing fentanyl when he died because he was addicted to it.
Yeah.
Unreal. They say it's one of the most addictive things there is, right?
So, but I think back to the police officer's point, I think if we all have awareness and we all participate in making this, just be aware of what's really happening in our city, it's not a bad thing to talk about. The crazy
it's real
stuff
life.
That's going, right. Let's talk about it. Let's
you got to talk about
awareness.
It.
Just you guys are doing a great job on that.
Well, thank you. So let's talk about real estate.
Yes.
Again, Johnny and I are both realtors and we read articles.
Everybody's a realtor these days.
who doesn't have their license? Raise your hand.
My God.
Right.
Good God.
There are a lot of realtors, but
there are very few experts.
And that's why you're here is I think, you know, to get your real estate license is not the most challenging test to get your broker's license. And I want to agree with you. That was a hard test, right? Mm-hmm. That's more difficult, but everyone knows a realtor, but that doesn't mean you should always list or go to them. And you are an expert. You own a company, Sandra Rank Realty here in Green Bay. And I want to talk to you because I have some neighbors that are getting their houses ready. And I live in an older neighborhood, right? But how much do you put in? Is there a percent you should put in? Or is there should you just do the kitchen or not do the kitchen?
All right. So here's what I think people should consider when you own a home. The most important thing that you can do to sell your home is to take care of your home while you own it. And that means sometimes when I get to in people's houses, they're like, well, if we replace the roof, if we replace the mechanicals, that's called deferred maintenance. So what you don't want to do is not take care of your home, because if you don't take care of it, when you sell it, it comes back at you. So that I'll use my house as an example. Our house is 23 years old. We're going to be selling our house in the next couple of years. So I'm already looking at a roof replacement. The mechanicals still work, but they're being replaced this year. I've kept up on our appliances so they're not falling apart. You want to have a house in good working order when you sell your home, number one. Because how you take care of the little things is how you take care of the big things. And people notice that. So that's just a given, right? Take care of your home. But now let's say you've done that.
Yeah, I would just underscore that, especially because where I live in an old neighborhood, and those houses are money pits. But if you budget X amount, Pella windows, door, because time to sell, you could put $100,000 into these houses if you right. do deferred maintenance. But if you put in $5,000-$10,000 a year.
But people think, okay, if I put this money in, I'm going to get it out, right? No, it's called, you're supposed to have been doing that all along.
Right.
People expect to have working mechanicals, a functioning roof. You can't just put that kind of money in. Yes, you'll get some return, but there are expected things.
That is the number one thing that you get when you talk to people about listing a house. And I'm certainly not an expert, but I've gotten that from so many people. Well, we just put in new carpeting, so we're going to charge such and such more.
Right.
We just put in new stove, so we're going to charge such and such more. No, it doesn't work that way.
Right. It's called owning a home. You have to do that.
I like that. It's funny you're talking about that, but our guest, we had Will from the Green Bay on Good Neighbor Week. And being a good neighbor is keeping your property up, not just doing it when it's time to sell.
Right.
And totally agree with everything you're saying. So that's something that people need to do as a homeowner is take care
number
of it.
Number one.
All right.
Number two, let's say that's a given, right? That's done. So what are the things that you can do that help you sell a home in this market? Number one thing, and I do not want to sound like a broken record, but for the love of God, call a really good real estate agent. Because guess what? Every home is different because the market changes. Like literally when we price a house, I give people an idea. I price it the day we list because it changes that fast. So your home is unique to your neighborhood, to your area, to what's going on that week in real estate. So my answer to you, what you have to do today to a home would be very different than 2 years ago, what you would have to do to a home, or 3 years ago, what you'd have to do to a home. But there are some basic things. And they are, number one, great bang for the buck is look at your exterior. Are the garage doors all dented? That's a big impact. Think about your garage doors. Think about your paint color. Is it like a stoplight, red, green? We had a house that was red and green.
Wow.
But you know what? They didn't have to paint because the market was so swift. But sometimes you do have to paint. So paint is very powerful. Are your all of your appliances, do they match in your kitchen? Very powerful. Lighting. Very powerful. Update your lighting. Also, carpet smells, right? Carpets retain a lot of smells.
Okay, hold that thought, because I've got a couple of very important questions I'm going to ask over those very topics you're hitting on right now. Sandra Rank is joining us right now. Mind on the Mayor, back with more right after this.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
minutes.
It was like
a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it was like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs level off around 66. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows around 59. Overcast. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 68. 74 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Hang on a second.
What? Good.
I couldn't hear myself, Jim.
Oh, what I was... I enjoyed that part of the program.
7:50.
We love you.
Thank you very much.
63 degrees downtown. Did you have them on backwards? Is that the problem?
Never miss something, an opportunity.
I don't know, Todd.
Did you have them on backwards,
Hey, by
John?
The way, let's close out the poll. Dessert, when you go to a restaurant, yes or no, Todd?
Well, I mean, right now, there's no comparison.
Okay, let's just leave it.
Okay.
You won by a dessert. And that's all I'm buying.
70%
okay, let's get back to real estate. 70%.
Okay.
Wow. All right. I'm a dessert girl.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So the things that we were talking about on break, I want to make sure we circle back and address. But the basic things are paint, light fixtures, carpet. Carpet should be replaced every 7 to 10 years. So if you haven't done it, like in that time period, you might want to think about it. So when you're renovate or when you're updating to sell, think about your five senses, right? So those are the things that work when people come into a house. So carpets retain a ton of smells. Duct cleaning. Believe it or not, most people don't clean their ducts like ever. Get it done. It really gets rid of a lot of different smells. But Jim had a question over the break that I thought was really good about renovating and costs for renovating. Right now, what they're telling people is if you have a renovation budget, double it. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's going to cost. So when you are selling your home, should you renovate big projects? No. You should update. But if you're going to renovate, you should be living there to enjoy it because the cost is significant. So you should have kept it current. But when you're renovating, keep in mind the costs are going to be much higher than you think they're going to be. So when you do renovate a house.
And take about twice as long as you
yes,
plan.
And you have to get on someone's schedule. But here's a question I think that happens a lot with people. They're like, they renovated, but they jacked up the house. Yeah. They totally jick-jacked it. It's like, okay, when you renovate, what creates value? Increasing function and increasing square footage. What does increasing function mean? Let's say you have no pantry in your house, but you have a larger big hall, back hall. So maybe taking some of that back hall space and making a pantry, making a master bath more updated, more functional. Those like master baths, kitchen, those outdoor living spaces, those areas increase enjoyment of a home. Not like creating some, I mean, stuff I've seen, I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, so those, just use that guideline. Increase function, increase square footage. That increases value.
What would be a waste?
Like a tricked out basement.
Oh, really? Okay.
A basic basement or lower level, I shouldn't say that. A basic lower level where you have like a full bath, a bedroom, a nice family room, a golf simulator, a crazy amazing Packer bar. Those things don't, anything really personal doesn't really get you money back because it's so highly personal. Like really amazing, like neon lighting everywhere or that changes color. It's super expensive. No. I mean, over improving for your neighborhood. Like if you get like, we were talking about granite. Is granite in, granite out? Well, whatever countertop you're deciding, if it's quartz, if it's granite, if it's, you know, silestone, whatever you're going to do, there's levels of it, right? So level 1 to level 5. Level 5 and above is like the best. If you want level 5 granite or whatever your stone is, get it because you love it, not because you're going to make money off it. Level 2, you'll make just as much return as you do on level 5. So make sure when you're renovating, I had a person that called me and said, hey, I'm putting in a $250,000 limestone path from my house to the bay because they lived on a like a billy goat cliff. Mm-hmm. Will I get that out? I'm like, hell no. You'll get credit for a path. So the point is, he knew, so you're not blindsided when you sell, that you did this amazing limestone path that looks like it's been there for 1,000 years, but you're not going to get that credit for it when you sell. So when you make these improvements, call a really good agent and say, hey, I'm doing this. Am I going to get my money out of this? And they'll be able to say yes, or you're going to eat your lunch. But at least you know it, and you're not blindsided when you go to sell.
That's awesome.
That is. That makes a lot of sense. I want to underscore that what you said, though, earlier is that you don't have to wait till you sell your house either. You can do something now and enjoy it.
So like we're on this thing about renovating our house. We're not updating it to sell. So my husband's like, it's fine. I'm like, hell no, it's not fine. So anyway, we totally.
Did you ever have that discussion?
How'd you like to be her husband and discuss your house?
I can replay that at my
topics
house.
Topics I will not mention.
We are
my
actually
wife.
A good partnership. But anyway, we painted, redid the countertops, redid the lighting, and even Jamie, who could live in a cardboard box, was like, wow, why didn't we do this sooner?
Right.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's psychologically, it's amazing what lighter colors do, what updating it does, what freshening it up. So don't wait.
Yeah.
Enjoy your home while you're living in it.
And you'll give that advice, Sandra Drake Realty?
Several listings that we have right now this year, mm-hmm. we have been in those houses 2 years ago saying, do this, do this, do this. And they've done it over time. And they've enjoyed it while they're living in it as well.
Awesome.
How long should somebody give themselves before they put their house up for sale if they don't like need to get out or anything?
Ideally,
like that.
Ideally, yeah. A year.
Okay.
Here's why. Number one, get those big projects knocked off. Number two, tackle a room a month. Otherwise, it's overwhelming. Rent a storage bin, do a room a month where this month I'm doing this space. And you literally just go to town on that space. It's not overwhelming if you do it that way. If you try to do all this in 2 weeks or a month, my God, your eyes will glaze.
And the worst thing is if you've got a project that's half done when you put it up for sale.
Or you won't do it. And you, even in a market where it's crazy busy, if you do your homework right, you will make anywhere from 6 to 15% more if you do what you should be doing. You can make a lot more if you come to market prepared. We can talk about staging next week.
Okay.
Because that's a whole different ballgame than what we just talked about.
And not just staging to make it look better, but the things you can do to get rid of stuff or whatever. Because there's so many times you get like, and again, the market's crazy now, but there are different times you'd walk in and you just get a connotation in your mind of the people that lived there. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Everybody does it.
Okay.
Everybody, 100% of a buyer walks into your house and does an instant opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, it's human nature, but let's try to make that be the best opinion we can.
Exactly. And absolutely.
I think you talk about that curb appeal, right? You talked about some of the exterior mm-hmm. things, the dents or whatever, the crack stuck or whatever it is, fixing that stuff up, the lighting. And I will say that we looked at houses I don't think we didn't even see the whole house. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
We
no
made
question.
A decision
people
in the hall.
People are time challenged.
It happens all the time.
People are very time challenged. They don't have time to fix the stuff that should be done.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing? If you're putting your house up for sale and if you have pets, bring in somebody that's never been in your house before and ask them if they can smell it, because so many times the owners don't realize it.
Right. And that's where cleaning your ducts and the carpet change is really helpful.
Yeah. I mean, like Milton, I mean, imagine if somebody walks in.
He doesn't smell. He's allergy free. He's the
smells
best dog.
Smells are a huge turnoff for people.
He is awesome. No.
Smells. We showed a house yesterday. It's completely smelled like
urine. If I would throw him in with my house, another $100,000.
Sandra Rank, it is always so much fun having you here.
You're the best.
Thank you. I enjoy it.
All right.
You know, if you ever want to retire, she's getting your spot, just so you know. Okay? I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You're right. We can go with that, yet. Todd?
Todd's, I think we'd have some fun.
Todd's like, oh, yeah. Cedric, thank you so very much.
Peace out.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Johnny. This is
fun
a great
day.
Show.
Back in tomorrow morning. I know the mayor. See ya.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.